Some days are better than others. Some days are worse than the ones before. 2020 was trying. I went into an epilepsy hospital for a long-term EEG. My most important advice is take an engaging box set. I would never have survived my ordeal without damage. An evil Glenn Close and a cold cadaver. As soon as you arrive, work out what is edible from the cafeteria. Baked potato? Great. Lasagna? Pass. Salad? Great. Dressing? No way. Stock up on crisps, chocolate, and other delicacies. And even if you don't feel like it, be sociable every day. You're all in this together, and as awful as you feel, there'll always be someone in a worse position. On my first day, having made sure I told every doctor and nurse on the block I wasn't staying for more than 10 days, like some petulant teenager, I met a lovely lad, 15 years younger than me, who'd been there for 5 months. He offered me a wine gum and welcomed me into the fold. No questions asked. I stopped moaning after that. 2.5 weeks later, before the first nationwide lockdown, I fell out of the hospital barely standing, hardly speaking, unable to eat. The new anticonvulsant I had started left me with toxic poisoning. I lost 22 kilos in 4 months. I couldn't communicate with my family. I forgot simple details like where I lived, or how to do up a shoelace. With every passing catastrophe, my medication was increased, making everything worse. Then my husband said, "Enough." I would have said something. I was too busy being sick and contemplating suicide. Coming off the medication left me with long-term physical health problems, which took months to rectify, and at the end of the debacle, I was on the same 3 anticonvulsants I was on before I entered the establishment. Completely in a world of my own, I knew nothing about the encroaching pandemic. I slept. Day and night. Night and day. I cannot imagine how my husband survived every day looking after 2 small children, a desperately sick wife, and working full-time completely on his own with no family close by to support him. In moments like these, it's hard to remain positive. I spoke to my parents repeatedly throughout the day. Some calls were only 30 seconds long. Others I said nothing but listened. I was given antidepressants by the epilepsy doctor because the new anticonvulsants were depressants responsible for the suicidal fantasies, as they're referred to. It's one thing to wonder what the world will look like without you. It's another to spend hours planning your death and funeral. It's a chemical imbalance, I was told by those around me. I wrote the sentence repeatedly on post-it notes. It's not you, Franziska. It's not you. It's the medication. When I stopped the anticonvulsant medication, the fantasies vanished into the mist within a few days. I can't imagine having them now. I have no idea how I survived them. The post-it notes are gone. I'm having between 5 to 20 partial fits a day at the moment, at least one tonic-clonic fit with every menstrual period, but I would take that over what I went through and what I recently put my family through. I was offered a new medication before Christmas. I passed. Instead, I have chosen to increase the medication I'm already on. Just 25 milligram increase in the evening has left me violently sick again and the weight is falling off. I still have another 6 weeks of increases and 75 milligrams to go. Just remember, you felt this bad before. You'll feel this bad again. My best advice is take one day at a time, and for all the days in between, there's frivolous treats to help get you off the floor and back upright. Good luck.